Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornielsen, and you are listening to STEM Spots. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about Martin Luther King's Day. You think, well, exactly what does that have to do with STEM? Well, I was out this morning with the march in Springfield, Missouri, went down to the Galois Theater, and heard some people talk a little bit about equality and various kinds of interactions that they've had in the context of Martin Luther King. And I started thinking about that in the context of STEM. I wanted to discuss a little bit about STEM and diversity, specifically physics within STEM. I paid quite a bit of attention over the years to diversity within physics, being as I was a department chair in the Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science for a total of 13 years between two different institutions. Diversity is one of the things we pay pretty close attention to, and we're always wringing our hands and pulling our hair out a little bit with respect to that. You've probably heard me discuss it before. It turns out that within the STEM community, we have relatively poor diversity in several fields, engineering, computer science, physics being some of those. And within physics, I worry about it a great deal, and the American Institute of Physics thinks about it quite a bit. They send out statistics every year talking about those sorts of things and the kinds of problems we have regard two things, gender diversity. The gender diversity is getting a little bit better. Certainly within astrophysics, it's better than it is within physics per se. It's getting closer to what we would like to see it. And then, of course, there's ethnic diversity amongst various groups that you typically called African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Caucasian, and so forth. And we find that in those groups, we're doing pretty poorly in the physics community. We have a very low number of graduating bachelor's degrees who are not Caucasian or Asian American. And in fact, those two are the only two that perform about at the percentage or above the percentage of the population that they generally make up, whereas Hispanic, Latino, and African American citizens get far fewer bachelor's degrees than the percentage of population that they make up. And of course, we would recognize that this is an issue. And the first issue is, why is it so? Is it truly that people that go into STEM careers have a special gene or something like that? That hypothesis has been looked at, unfortunately, and had been rejected. It turns out that most people can do the kind of work that we require within the STEM field and within physics, some amount of mathematical aptitude, a curiosity and a willingness to study certain kinds of physical phenomena that are outside the average everyday lives of most people. Many people have that. But typically we find that probably background in the sciences, exposure to the sciences at a young age, economic hardship related to people's school-going years, those kinds of things probably make more difference than anything else. So, for example, if you have role models in your early childhood that you can look at or that you get input from, that you get feedback from, who talk to you about science, who discuss scientific issues with you, and so forth, that's probably going to do more for your willingness or desire to go into science than most other things will, just like reading. Of course, in most of the households I'm familiar with, there's a lot of reading going on, a lot of reading before kids ever get to school. That can make a difference, certainly in people's commitment to reading. And the same sort of environment can also stimulate interest in science. And so we see that there's a lot of issues like that far and long before anybody gets to the university where they actually choose a major that's supposed to be theirs for the rest of their life. Now, why does it matter? Is homogeneity bad? Is it incorrect? Well, most of the time, we want to have the most talented people go into a field from any background, no matter what the background. Limiting the front end of students going into a field is self-defeating and in the long run cannot possibly be the best solution to a problem, where the problem is how to produce graduates who can make a difference in the sciences. So we would say that in this particular case, it's less efficient and it is bad, if bad means not useful and not of high utility for the progression of the STEM fields. Now, what to do about it? Obviously, by the time people get to college, most of this has already been decided, and we have very little that we can do because we've tried a lot. And so we need to have more efforts, certainly way down in K through 6, whether it's better funding of schools or more homogeneity in the funding of schools, so there's more of an equal footing in that, or more STEM programs in K through 6. There's a lot of possibilities, but certainly it's something that needs to be looked at, and this is something I thought about today on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. This is Dave Cornielsen for STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.